to know what Adam and Eve were thinking when they named the pineapple. You know, let's see, it has no pines, it has no apples. Let's call it a pineapple.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have any golfers in your life? Quick, drag them away from putting on your carpet and see if they'll listen to a few of my favorite golf quotes. Mark Twain said, "It's good sportsmanship to not pick up lost golf balls while they are still rolling." From Groucho Marx, "I don't care to join any club that's prepared to have me as a member." "Golf is good for the soul," said Will Rogers. "You get so mad at yourself, you forget to hate your enemies." My wife is not a golfer. She comes along sometimes and cheers as I putt, which is irritating to the golfer. But she thinks golf is just an expensive way of playing crokinole. I told her a golf story, though, and she liked it. Here it is. John was the resident pro at a golf course 7 years before he got up the nerve to try out for the big leagues, the PGA Tour. With his new bride's encouragement and the last of their savings, he flew to Florida, hoping to qualify at the PGA Q School. After 6 rounds of playing his heart out, John was informed that he had finished among the top 35 golfers, good enough for his tour card. Before the tournament, he vowed he would wait until he got home to surprise his wife with the news. He could barely resist dialing her number as he waited for his flight. But somehow he kept the secret until he got home. The house was quiet. The table was set with his favorite meal. Candles were lit, lights dimmed. Could someone have tipped her off? His wife, Sarah, strolled in smiling, then listened excitedly to the news. Wrapping her arms around him, she kissed him. Over dinner, she listened to John's play-by-play description of those 6 rounds. Then Sarah pulled an envelope from the left pocket of her sweater. John ripped it open and pulled out a beautifully hand-lettered card. "Congratulations, babe," it said. "I knew you could do it. I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Yours forever, Sarah." Needless to say, there was more kissing. Later, as the two were doing dishes together, a second envelope fell from Sarah's other pocket. She tried to pick it up, but John beat her to it. Opening it, he read, "I'm sorry, honey. Please know that you'll always be a pro to me. I love you, and I'm proud of you no matter what. Yours forever, Sarah." The story I made up, the message I did not. Succeeding at work or sports is nice, but nothing brings true joy like the gift each of us can give and receive, unconditional love. A little girl handed her mother a note. On the front were some balloons she had colored and the words, "I love you, Mom. Please turn this over." On the back, she had written, "I won't love you if you make me clean my room." We've all experienced that kind of conditional love, haven't we? It sucks the joy from our lives. But what brings the joy back is remembering that there is nothing we can do to impress God. He loves us. Before you were born, He died for you. He redeemed you. He called you by name. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "It is God who saved us and chose us to live a holy life." He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was His plan long before the world began, to show His love and kindness to us through Christ Jesus. Whatever you've done, whatever you experienced, the handwritten card in God's pocket remains the same. "I am yours forever. Come to me. I love you." God can turn from His anger, but never from His love. Is there any better reason to smile? Even laugh today? I hope you will. And if you're a golfer in need of one more good quote, here's one I love from Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. He said, "It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. I did it in one afternoon on the golf course."
Have you read the latest issue of our Truth in Life magazine? The current issue is available online now. Truth in Life magazine is filled with humor and encouragement from Phil Calloway, plus a variety of engaging, relevant, and insightful Bible-based articles. Sign up today for your free subscription by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh again. Truth bringing laughter to life.